We're still at 32 degrees on your Wednesday morning, but it will warm up into the middle 40s, and whatever stuff that fell from the sky might still be frozen along the roadside, it will melt, and we'll have some wet conditions still part of the day. If you are to find any slippery spots at all, and I don't expect to find any, but if you do, they would be on hilltops, bridges, and overpasses. First places to freeze and the last to thaw. We've got a community connection on the way next on K1, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And as we normally do on the morning following what would have been a scheduled city council meeting, we are talking city business this morning. Councilman Trevor Dorsey in this morning to spend a little time with us. No meeting last night, but we've got a few things to talk over anyway. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a good day in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
The weather that could have hit us missed us, and we'll send it on to someplace further east, I guess.
Well, we've dodged those bullets, seems like, pretty good all year.
We have been very successful. Sooner or later, random chance is going to hit us, and we'll get one of those winter blasters, but not this time, anyway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on in around city government. Not that what council votes, but certainly a lot of projects going on. I'm going to start downtown. I know the green space, I'm losing the generic term, committee continues to meet and talk about things. And I think within about 6 weeks to 2 months, we're going to see action downtown in that space between the community center and the Price Tower.
Yes, sir. It'll be pretty quick. We'll start to see some things going on, and that's going to be an amazing project. Not just for the downtown, but for the entire city, I believe, and everybody's really excited about it, and it's something that I think is going to kind of draw everybody together. There's been a little bit of back and forth on the name, but I think the community will, everybody will kind of have their own name or thought about what that park means or stands for to them. So, but all in all, it's going to be a pretty amazing place to gather and just enjoy being outside.
Well, and I'm looking back on things that have gone on in what will be that space. You look at opening ceremonies for OK Mozart that took place in the community center parking lot. You looked at some of the things that there have been other events on the lawn, so to speak, down there where the 66 is adjacent to the Price Tower. And it's just going to be a great place to come downtown and do something, whether you look just sit as a park space and just enjoy the day, or with whatever else gets put in there. I think it's going to be a fantastic place, and once we learn how the different ways we can use it, it'll be well used.
And I think over time it will continue to grow and expand and morph into a lot of other things. You know, obviously the initial phase or plan was out there, and so that's going to happen. But there's so many other ideas of things that could continue and, like I said, morph into, you know, having a little splash pad and maybe, you know, some rock climbing stuff for kids, mm-hmm. just all kinds of things for people's entertainment. And just, again, like you said, just take your lunch downtown, sit in the grass and eat lunch and just enjoy a beautiful day.
Sounds like a plan. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait a minute. I'm going to be busy on the air. Anyway, but it is a great place. And adjacent to that, or in conjunction with the work that is going to redesign what will become, some sewer work that is badly needed. I think on some early discussions we talked about when things really get a heavy rainfall, that causes some problems for the Price Tower. And we get a lot of standing water just because the sewers in that part of town are among the oldest and need to be badly rehabilitated and reworked.
Yes, sir. And they're busy on that project as well. And if you've driven around town much, you'll see a lot of projects going on. I think we kind of talked about traffic. Different people, you know, say things about the traffic. It could be worse. And the way I look at it is I've had to dodge a lot of those things or take a little longer or take a different route. But at the end of that we're going to be better off, and so I'm excited about a lot of those projects, because I think the city's just doing a lot of improvements, and you're seeing those right now. I guess it's that time of year where you start to see a lot of those things take shape in the spring, or we're getting into the spring. So there's just a lot of good things going on.
It is, and whether it's the detour around a torn-up street for some sewer work, or whether it's the project that's been ongoing in Sooner Park or Price Road, a lot of things going on already. And I think it's easy for us to say, oh, no, another detour sign, as opposed to, oh, once this is done, I won't have to feel the brump, brump, brump of going down the street, you know? It's easy to get caught up in the immediate, oh no, I got to take a detour.
Well, it's easy to get, like you said, the immediate frustration of, oh, I forgot the work was done, which I've done myself a few times going down Price, and I'm like, oh, I got a detour, you know. So, you know, if you got some place to be, and if you're like me and you never give yourself quite enough time to be there, then yeah, you might have just a tad bit of frustration, but I always think, you know, after this project's done, it'll be really amazing, especially the Price Road. I know someone jokingly told me when they're buying a car, that's always that's a test drive road. When they drive down that road, if it's not, you know, they're not bumpy, then it's a good car. They ought to buy it. So their test driving road's fixing to be off the market. So
we'll find another one. It's fine. But that is a project. I don't know if you have completion dates on some of those projects, but I know city engineering staff tries to not have everything, you know, in the same part of town torn up.
Oh, yes, sir. And I think that project on Price has really gotten ahead of schedule. I think they felt like it might be, you know, a few months. But as far as I know, I think that project's moved along pretty good. I think the weather's kind of cooperated. I know we were here the last week or two. We've had a little weather. I think last week we had a little icy mix. And then, of course, yesterday. And if you see somebody out there on the road crew, thank them. I know that it seemed like yesterday they were out. I already saw stuff out on the roads, you know, when it started happening. And so, and then if you had trash service on Monday, it's been moved to Wednesday today due to the holidays. So just remember to put your trash out if you normally do that on Monday. But, yeah, I think those city crews, they got out and really tried to get ahead of that, and it made a difference, I think.
I think I saw a street sweeper out this morning. I'm guessing that because of the stuff that fell from the sky yesterday, that you got a little bit of sand out on places like Frank Phillips and that sort of thing, and looked like they were out trying to vacuum that stuff up now.
Yeah, now they're getting it off the street, but it was very helpful. I know early on, like yesterday when that started, it was kind of a little bit slick, but as time went on, I guess just, you know, the stuff on the roads and then the cars going over it, it just never seemed to materialize and get slick like I thought it was going to. Of course, it didn't get quite as cold maybe as I thought it would either, so we kind of dodged a bullet there.
We hovered right around the freezing mark, but never got significantly below that 32. I think I got in the car this morning, and the readout on my car said 34 at that time. Your car may have read something else, but
that's probably about there. But I think it's supposed to get in the 40s today.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be nice today.
Be nice.
You're on several committees, and I thought we'd spend a little bit of time talking about some of those and the citizen groups that kind of help the council with the decision-making process. And we'll continue when we talk with Trevor Dorsey coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Talking this morning with City Councilman Trevor Dorsey, and again, the boards, committees, commissions that are citizen groups that are there doing the background research, talking about options and making recommendations to the council makes your job as a councilman a whole lot easier. But a councilman, sometimes two, depending on the size of the committee, serve on those committees so that you're there to hear the reasoning behind why a recommendation is made. I was at a recent transportation committee with you, and it was kind of the first real meeting of that committee, just talking about the history and the outlook of public transportation in Bartlesville.
Yes, we just started that committee, which I think is a good thing. I know over the years there's been a lot of energy around that due to the size of Bartlesville and the needs of the people. I know we have a contract with the Cimarron, I believe, and mm-hmm. so we're trying to figure out ways in order to make that more cost effective. And I know Cimarron is very forward thinking and trying to figure out ways to help employers to make sure that, you know, they can help try to transport people to and from. And we have a lot of people that are senior that may not have vehicles and get around. So it's a very valuable, important service to the community. And so we're trying to improve upon that and do everything we can to provide service.
And I know there are some employers that don't work the standard, I'll say, 9 to 5 working hours, but some people report at like 4 in the morning, and there are options that were brought up in that meeting that they would like to be able to serve more people during different hours, but it's still demand driven as far as when somebody asks for transport, they try to work it out if they can.
Yes, sir. And the logistics, I know it's continually moving and they're working on that, and so we're very thankful to them, and again, the committee members that volunteered to serve that in that capacity. And I know we're always looking for volunteers and people to serve on different and various committees. So if you're out there, you have a passion for, maybe it's the library or the museum or streets and traffic or sewer and sanitation, whatever that might be, go to the city website and check it out, because there's probably a need for an additional committee member or something to help serve. And those positions are invaluable, and those folks in the community, really, as you said earlier, Charlie, we kind of lean on them to give input and advice and be supportive in that role on those committees.
Yeah. Just before we leave the transportation issue, I think it was brought up that some of the folks that ride get a ride to work because they've had some cut rate fares for ride to work program earlier, about 6 months ago. And they found that some of the people, it was only at that cut rate fare that really they could afford to take a ride to work, and otherwise they were trying to carpool or do other things just because they are just marginally employed, and maybe that $4, $5, $6, $7 ride, whatever it might be, was, you know, that was an hour's work for them as far as paying for it.
And you bet. And so we're trying to make that more affordable and come up with ways that we can try to get that fare down for people. I know some instances, I think when we were talking, it could be up to like $20 a week for people to travel back and forth. And so whatever we can do to try to get that down. I know, you know, the city stretches every penny in their budget. I know Cimarron does as well. So we may be going out to the employers. I think that was one of the things that was talked about, you know, and maybe seeing what they could do to also help bridge that gap. But I do think that committee will be, again, invaluable in trying to come up with ways and solutions for us to help people get where they need to be in our community, because we don't have a cab system and things like that some cities have. And even if we did, I think as we're talking, some of the that might be too expensive for some of the people that may be marginally employed, and we want to try to take care of everybody for sure.
Yeah. Well, what other committees are you involved with? I don't always keep track of who's on which committee.
I used to be on the museum, but right. Our new councilman, Mr. Stewart, he's taken that over, and so I'm on the transportation. I'm also on the sewer and sanitation, and I know I'm leaving one out.
That's okay. just looking at some of the other things going on, projects around town, Johnstone Park is in for a facelift on that, and some additional parking over there adjacent to the kiddie park, so that's going to be a big project.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. I know the kiddie park's kind of undergoing a facelift, which the kiddie park is just one of the more amazing things that I think is a hidden jewel in Bartlesville. You know, I know people that grew up in southeast Kansas, and they talk about, you know, when they were a kid, they came to Bartlesville, and it's neat hearing them tell the story, because my kids, you know, enjoy that so much. Mm-hmm. And I think we're looking at some things to maybe keep kids engaged a little bit longer. I know my kids, at least my oldest, who will be 12 here in March, that he can't hardly do any of the rides anymore. You get a certain level, and but his younger
brother... I'm sorry, you're just too big to fit in the seat.
Yeah, and his younger brother still enjoy it, so it's kind of one of those catch-22s where he's with us, and so he kind of has to hang out with mom and dad and watch, but I think there's some things that we're trying to do to maybe keep kids engaged till they're closer to the driving age and give them something to do out there. But it's going to be, you know, some of the facelift that's going on is really going to improve it. And then the parking, mm-hmm. I know some nights, depending on when you go out there, it's real difficult to find a parking space. And I think we're getting some of those issues resolved, or they will be shortly. And so, you know, that again is one of the jewels here in Bartlesville that I think really is special. And so the more we can do to make that more attractive and keep that thing as it is, then hopefully we can do that.
Yeah. Some of the other things going on around town, this is the season things will, if they haven't already started work over at the Price Field Complex, that'll be coming up fairly soon. That next phase is coming up, and really from what Mr. Curd was telling me when he was on a week or so ago, that's one of the more complicated phases just because of the concession stand and some of the other things that are part of that complex.
Yes, sir. And we I believe they're getting some new scoreboards and things out there, which will be really neat. I know Mr.
Some famous coach, I think, was in a while ago to talk about that.
I think the bootlegger's boy, Switzer, was in town here recently. I didn't get to go attend that, but I did see a lot of pictures, so a lot of people got to spend some time with him. And, you know, it never hurts to have somebody like him come and introduce that. But I think those scoreboards are going to be very nice for that complex. I got a little one that's going to be out there playing pretty soon, so I'll get to see that quite a bit. And we do have some amazing facilities, and I know those have improved quite a bit over the last few years. I know with some bond issue money, and so and I believe the soccer fields, you know, are undergoing some improvements. I think we're going to get some lights down there and some other things, and so that's always exciting to see. And I know a lot of communities are able to draw in people with sporting activities, and so we need to capitalize on that. And also because it will introduce people to all the other amazing things in our city, like the kiddie park, like our new green space that's going to take place. We want people to get here so we can try to create additional sales tax revenue and just people to enjoy and see. I think a lot of people don't realize what all Bartlesville has to offer until they get here. So
who knows, we may have a cricket tournament here in a year or two.
Yeah, that's true too. I know that was pretty exciting last year when they introduced that. I think we're one of the only two or three places in Oklahoma, I believe, that has that. So we do have some uniqueness.
We do, and I think that's part of how the state views us as a unique city. We're not as big as you can name several cities and know, but we've got this and this and this that they don't. So it's a good place.
Yeah.
You mentioned getting the citizens involved, and of course city staff is always soliciting just applications for that. Even if you don't have a current opening on, I don't care, the library board, whatever it might be, if that's your area of interest, you'd love to have a list of candidates so that as soon as somebody says, you know, I'm moving out of the area, I got to resign from my position on whatever it is, you can say, no problem, we got five applicants ready to go.
You bet, that would be awesome. If you have an interest and you have a passion for a certain area in the city, I think if you would just at least get that application filled out into city staff, then because there is openings. I mean, that's kind of how I guess I ended up on the city council.
By way of the planning commission.
Well, I got involved in the planning commission because I thought that was something that I certainly had interest in. And and then next thing you know, due to a unfortunate move out of town by a wonderful family, I was asked to throw my name in the hat for city council, and I did, and I wouldn't change it. It's been very enjoyable. I've learned a lot about the city government. I've learned a lot about how different things that you question and maybe have some frustration about. It's not as easy as just snapping your fingers, but I know we have a wonderful a group of staff that works every day diligently to help the citizens of Bartlesville. And I think the more everybody gets a chance to be involved through committees or boards, And then just attend meetings and get to know the staff and get to see how hard they work each and every day.
Well, again, it's those meetings, whether it's the committee meetings where all the homework is done, or just the city council meetings itself, still an opportunity for the public to speak out or ask a question on this or that issue. Your question may or may not be answered during a city council meeting, has to do with the Open Meetings Act and that sort of thing. But nonetheless, even if it's that conversation afterwards, you can say, hey, Mr. Dorsey, I need to ask you about this or that. So
you bet.
The council is available and certainly willing and is asking for citizen participation.
And every time we have a meeting, we always have a spot in the meeting where citizens can be heard. So if citizens have comments or suggestions, then I encourage them to come to the council meetings and let that be known. I know a lot of people in my ward are good to reach out and ask questions or give me some advice on maybe what we could do here or there, and that's always very well received and very much appreciated, and I'm sure the other councilmen get a lot of the same, so we certainly want that engagement with our
Trevor Dorsey on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. Let's join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Bixby High School football players who'd been accused of raping a teammate with a pool cue have paid little